Q&A. Today's question is, what is the definition of God? God is basically described in a general way the same in all the theistic religions. In other words, in all the religions that describe God, there are certain commonalities, like God is supreme, the supreme power. God is all-knowing. God is perfect. God is divine. God is all-blissful. God is all-powerful. God is the creator. God knows everything that every soul thinks and does. God keeps track of our actions and rewards us or punishes us for those actions. God can grace those souls who surrender to Him. So these basic descriptions of God are common through all the religions and philosophies of the world. There is one more detailed description which we can take up, which is found in our Hindu scriptures, and that is, you can think of it like the chemical formula for God. The chemical formula for God is Sat Chit Anand. So substantially, what is God? God is substantially perfect happiness. That is what Anand means. Anand means happiness, divine happiness. And that happiness is qualified as being Sat and Chit. Sat means actually existing, a true thing, and an everlasting thing. So Sat Anand means that the divine happiness, which is actually God, is perfect in every way, everlasting and actually unlimited. And Chit means that God is actually a living being. He doesn't live and die like we do. God is permanent. God is beyond life and death. But living meaning sentient, knowing, having alertness, having self-awareness. This is what Chit means. So God is the very form of divine happiness. This is what Sat Chit Anand means. Like honey is the very form of sweetness. You can't take the sweetness out of the honey. Honey itself is sweet and is the very form of sweetness. Similarly, God is personified bliss, or is the very form of bliss. Thus we call Him Sat Chit Anand. Jai Shri Radhe.